you, Madam Chairperson. Madam Chairperson, Mr. High Commissioner, distinguished delegates, I am very pleased and honored to be part of the 69th session of the Executive Committee of the United Nations High Commission for the Refugees with my delegation, and I congratulate the Chairperson for her election and for the very able manner by which you have been conducting our deliberations. Madam Chairperson, my delegation associates itself with the statement made by the Ugandan delegation on behalf of the Afghan group and commends the High Commissioner for his dedicated work and for his comprehensive report. Mr. High Commissioner, I wish to take this opportunity to express on behalf of His Excellency Paul Kagame, the President of the Republic of Rwanda, and on my own behalf, our sincere appreciation for your recent visit in the Great Lakes region and to Rwanda in particular. Madam Chairperson, Rwanda continues to host refugees and to receive and reintegrate Rwandans who return from exile following the closure of the Rwandan refugee chapter in December 2017. Rwanda is currently hosting more than 150,000 refugees who mainly fled from eastern part of the DRC and Burundi. The majority of these persons of concern are camp-based refugees living in six refugee camps, including the largest one accommodating more than 57,000 Burundian refugees, majority of them depending on humanitarian assistance. The government of Rwanda ensures security and protection for all refugees and contributes to the promotion of their well-being by integrating them into existing socio-economic programs such as education, health, livelihood activities, to name a few. Rwanda is a champion of the 1951 Refugee Convention, and our domestic refugee law of 2015 endows refugees with a full set of rights, including the right to work and the right to freedom of movement. Madam Chairperson, on 14 February 2018, the government of Rwanda adopted the CRRF, which is in line with the four commitments made by my country in 2016 to further the socioeconomic empowerment of refugees. Through the CRRF, we are planning to outline a holistic approach that brings development benefits for both refugees and host communities. The government of Rwanda has already made good progress in delivering on the above-mentioned commitments. Madam Chairperson, allow me now to inform you that today, 83% refugee students are integrated in the national education system. The government of Rwanda and UNHCR launched the joint strategy on economic inclusion of refugees, and 12 NGOs and private companies are currently implementing livelihoods programs on behalf of the government and UNHCR to ensure self-reliance of refugees. In addition, refugees benefit secondary and tertiary health services, and in the near future, urban refugees will be enrolled in the community-based insurance scheme. On the issuance of a refugee ID, the government renewed refugee ID cards, and recently, where the verification exercise was completed, nearly 4,000 IDs have been issued. 100% of refugees aged 16 years old and above will progressively be provided with refugee ID cards as the refugee verification exercise goes on. The CRRF implementation and inclusion of refugees in national programs is a journey that needs joint effort and burden sharing to reduce pressure on refugee hosting countries. Let me take this opportunity to thank once again the UNHCR and other key partners for their contribution and support provided towards assisting refugees despite limited resources, and I call upon development partners to join humanitarian agencies in efforts to bridge the gaps in humanitarian sector, especially gaps in programs aiming at empowering refugees and their self-reliance, and developing their self-reliance. Madam Chairperson, the government of Rwanda is not only concerned by the situation of refugees hosted in its territory, but it has been promoting the return and reintegration of Rwandan refugees and facilitating the local integration of those opting to stay in their host countries. Since January 2018, following the implementation period of the Comprehensive Solution Strategy for Rwandan Refugees, that came into effect on 31st December 2017, we have received more than 2,400 refugees, majority of them coming from Eastern DRC. In order to ensure a dignified return and sustainable integration opportunities, the government of Rwanda enrolled refugees into national programs, especially the issuance of national ID cards, community health bed insurance, known as Mutuelle de Santé, to name but a few. Madam Chairperson, let me take this opportunity to reiterate the government's commitment to continue welcoming Rwandans coming back home and assisting those in need. Rwanda has always kept its borders open to human beings seeking international protection, despite a number of challenges linked to shortage of humanitarian funding, limited livelihoods opportunity, limited space for camp extension, and environment degradation, among others. Rwanda has opened doors and given freedom of movement to refugees and wishes to reiterate its commitment to respecting international obligations. Equally, Rwanda constantly reminds refugees of their obligation to respect local laws and regulations. Madam Chairperson, let me conclude by thanking the UNHCR leadership once again and calling for the adoption of the Global Compact for Refugees. I look forward to your continued collaboration and firm commitment towards the smooth implementation of the CRRF, which will enable all of us to overcome those challenges and contribute to self-reliance of refugees. I thank you very much for your kind attention.